From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Oh, that snuck up on me. There you go. See, there's a sign on this door that says, no food or drink in studio. Well, I'm hungry. Because I was just eating a little chocolate ice cream, Nutrisystem chocolate ice cream cup. I think it's so good. Oh, my gosh. Wash that down with a little bit of water. Hold on. All right. There we go. All right. Off to the races, shall we? We're going to jump right in. But I got to tell you at the top of the hour here that while I'll be talking to the production crew in Dallas and everything else over the course of the next week, beginning tomorrow, next Sunday, of course, is Christmas Eve. And like you, I will be spending Christmas Eve with my family. And the following Sunday is New Year's Eve. And like you, not just myself, but the staff that makes Armed American Radio possible will be spending time with their family. So we're going to give them that time off and do what we all should do at this time of year. But there's a part of me that pains me. You know, for many, many years, I've brought you this program, and I'm very proud of the fact that we've never missed a live Sunday broadcast. With one exception, with just one exception, and that was over a holiday. So, but I don't consider that a miss. I hope you don't either. But I'll be honest with you, I hope you're not listening to Armed American Radio live on Christmas Eve. I hope you're spending time with your family. You can pick it up on the podcast. We got it up there for you at armedamericanradio.com. I'm not going to hold that against you. And by the way, welcome back to all you Walking Dead fans, the season finale, mid-season finale. Last week, now you're back on here live. And I hope you're not listening to this on a podcast because you were watching the dopey NFL. I hope you're getting ready to kick them to the curb. And I got to tell you, I'm going to talk with A.W.R. Hawkins about this too. I hate to say that because I do love football, but I'm so over it. I don't even think about it anymore. Couldn't tell you who's in the playoffs. Don't even know when they started. Don't care. I figure it's Christmas, so the playoffs are in full swing, I'm going to guess. Don't even care anymore. Don't even give a crap. Nothing. But I read a report the other day that McMahon, the crazy WWE founder, is looking at restarting the XFL. I got to tell you, the timing would be perfect for that. I think it might work this go around, as upset as people are at the National Football League. And I know my next guest agrees with me when I say I hope they never recover. And I mean that. I hope they never recover. The slap in the face that they've put on the American people, the management, Goodell, in allowing this to continue, is just, I can't give it back to them. Never again. They've lost it. They've lost me. I'm done. Absolutely finished. I hope they never recover. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News, tell us how you really feel about that.
Well, you basically just said it. I mean, you know, we got a group of people that are millionaires that can't support the national anthem. So, I mean, I was invited to a friend's house last night and to watch football, and I thought he meant college because it was Saturday, and he told me that they were going to be watching the NFL, I guess playoffs or whatever, so I just didn't go. I mean, that's it. I'm not going to watch it. I am not going to watch it. I'm not going to look at it if I'm in a restaurant and it's on the TV. I'm just not going to watch it because I don't support people who oppose our nation, whether those people are in ISIS, whether they're in Iran, or whether they're in the NFL. I don't support them.
That's interesting that you say that. At my mom and dad's house for Thanksgiving, my nephew was there. I told the story right after Thanksgiving. My nephew was there, young kid, 25 years old, great kid. I'm taking him to an NBA game this weekend, coming up with my son and his dad, three generations. It's going to be a lot of fun. But the Detroit Lions game was on. I couldn't even look at the TV. And I walked over to him and I shut it off. It was repulsive to me. I didn't even want to see it. Didn't even want to be in the room with it. And I know that sounds crazy, man. I thought, honestly, AWR, that at this point, remember, I turned it off halfway through. I turned it off when Kaepernick started his crap. I canceled my NFL package and have never looked back. I get so much done on Sundays now, it's not even funny. Far more than I ever did. But I thought at this stage of the game I'd probably be forgetting about it. I'm angrier today than I was then. How is that possible? Seriously.
But it's possible because of Roger Goodell. I mean, he's weak. Roger Goodell makes Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell look strong. He makes He makes House Speaker Paul Ryan look conservative. I could go on and on, but yeah, Goodell has tried to appease these players with millions. He has, he's defended their anti-USA stance, and you can't defend it. These players say, well, this isn't against the national anthem. Well, if it's not against the national anthem, why do you do it during the national anthem? Do it during the coin toss. The fact that they don't choose the coin toss over the national anthem tells me that their protest has plenty to do with the national anthem and with this country. And I don't want any part of it. So I don't care. I could care less if the NFL ever kicks off again. I could care less if they demolished every stadium next week. I wouldn't change my life because this season has already changed my life, where my Sundays have gotten long because I don't watch any football at all. And so I'm already where I am.
Yeah, well said. Go ahead.
No, that's it. I'm already where I'm going to be. I'm where I am. I'm just done. I mean, it's not going to work. It's like, let me try to say this. I grew up listening to Bruce Springsteen. I can remember in 1984 going to Born in USA Tour, and anybody can check the dates if they think I'm wrong, but I remember going to Born in USA Tour. I went two times, and just one of the most incredible concerts I've ever been to. And then here comes Springsteen. Dump, 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 dump. He's against tax cuts. He's against this. He's against that. He's campaigning for John Kerry. He's campaigning for Al Gore. He's campaigning for – I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this anti-American. John Bon Jovi, I'm done. Anti-American. On and on. Barbara Streisand, I was never for her, but even if I was, I'm done. And so it's the same thing with the NFL. I'm not picking only one genre of entertainers. When I figure out somebody hates this country to that degree, Bruce Springsteen and the Green Bay Packers are on the same par in my book. They're both pathetic. You got the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers, who's defending people who are kneeling during the national anthem. And those of you who get mad at me for saying that, I'm a Packers fan. I was. I'm not anymore. So that's why I use that team. You can pick any team you want, but I'm done. I'm done with it, just like I'm done with Springsteen. I can't think of the last time I heard a Springsteen song because I turned the radio as soon as it starts. I can't think of the last time I watched an NFL game. And 10 years from now, I want to be able to say the same thing.
You know, it's interesting. I'm the same way. Springsteen, I'm glad you mentioned him. I'm the exact same way. I never really liked his music to begin with. But that being beside the point, I could listen to it if it was on. But then the whole thing, I'm with you on that. When my kids know if it comes on the radio that somebody better shut it off or dad's going to get pretty mad. And they don't listen to it anyway, but they know. They see it come up on the little display. You know, they're 13 and 15, and they just turn it up. Another one, Rage in the Machine or Rage Against the Machine. All these un-Americans, it's crazy. But I'm glad we could get started on it because I want to wrap it up with this. What does this have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns because it has everything to do with freedom. And it's those very people that those un-American that he just mentioned, that AWR just mentioned, and it's the whole lobby, it's the whole lot of them, it's that camp that is coming after your firearms rights. The whole thing is tied together. It stinks. And it rots from its core. So now we've got Angry Mark and Angry AWR Hawkins out of the box. We're going to have some fun and cover some of the stories that he's written today because there's some really good happy ending stories. You know I love a happy ending story. What's a happy ending story to new listeners around the country? A happy ending story is when the good guy wins and when the bad guy loses. And sometimes the bad guy's loss is his or her own death. And on this program, it's whoop-dee-doo. You earned it when you decide to attack another human being and try to take their pursuit of life, liberty, and their pursuit of happiness away from them. You lose your right to all three of the above instantly. And if you get killed in the process because someone is rightfully defending themselves against your actions, well, too bad for you. I hope it hurt. Enjoy the ride. I don't have any sympathy for you. Never have, never will. It's that simple. And those of you who carry a firearm for self-defense understand that because you understand that evil exists in this world. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, there's a whole lot of stuff out there, not the least of which is New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo in your face, wanting to put sexual assault tensions and use it and turn it into firearm confiscation. You knew it was coming. You knew it was coming. Had to. Then we've got some great happy ending stories. A citizen naming someone an honorary sheriff deputy after shooting alleged robbers with a shotgun. Only in America. You gotta love it. When we come back, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News, we're going to talk about all the fun stuff he's written about. And then I want to find out from him what his top five stories of 17 were. Back after this.
Attention gun owners, can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audiobook, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
All right, guys, gals, we hear it in the news all the time. We've talked about some of them on this program over the years, but the good guy using a gun to protect his family, then he's the one arrested. I've had the attorneys on, the self-defense segments, they're great. The self-defense attorneys, they're wonderful in those segments. So we know it happens. That's why they're on the program, to warn us about it. If you use your gun, expect there's going to be an investigation, because there is. And thanks to our court system, it happens a lot. It's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's the one. It's right here for you. We're giving it to you. Here's how you can take that simple and rewarding journey to complete firearms and family self-defense confidence. That's the Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide from the USCCA. It's 100% free. Learning how to detect attackers before they see you, how to store your guns safely, even if you have little kids around. It's easy to do. How to survive a mass shooting. All kinds of fun stuff. 164 pages. And I did the audio for you, so you can listen to it. It comes with a complete audio book, so you can listen in your car. A life-changing guide, 100% free. For a limited time, you're also going to get a bonus gun buying checklist. ArmedandResponsible.com right now for 100% free access. ArmedandResponsible.com. ArmedandResponsible.com. I'll tell you about the Gun A Day giveaway at USCCAOnAir.com in the next segment. Make sure to check it out, USCCAOnAir.com. The Gun A Day giveaway. Got till the end of the month. Jump all over it. Back with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, I love that old, I even forget his name now. You know what makes me so mad? You know what makes me so angry? Earl Pitts. Remember Earl Pitts? Remember listening to him?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what makes me so mad? You know what makes me so angry? There's a couple pieces that you've written this week that really boiled my blood, really got me going. The first one was this, and this just got it started. The second one, though, that we'll go to after this, really nailed it. But Andrew Cuomo to parlay heightened sexual assault tensions into firearm confiscation. You knew it was coming. What gives?
No, that's exactly it. He's going to turn this into a push to, here's what's important. He wants to equate misdemeanors with felonies so that even though there are already laws in New York so that if you have a felony conviction for domestic violence, you can't possess a gun. He wants to make it the same for misdemeanors. What that means is there's no longer really any distinction for misdemeanors. A crime is a crime, period. There's no level of crime, no gradation of crime. And what he's doing is it's a gun grab. He's trying to seize on the sexual harassment hysteria. And I don't say that with disrespect to women. I don't. But what I mean is we're in a situation now where so many allegations are being thrown around, you don't know which ones are true and which aren't. He's trying to seize on that hysteria to sneak through some gun control. All the while, Democrats have not told us yet when Senator Al Franken is resigning. We've just been told he's going to resign. Well, when is he going to resign? Why is he still there? See, instead of dealing with the issue that needs to be dealt with, they're going to try to force the forfeiture of Second Amendment rights, and it's ridiculous.
But predictable. And I couldn't think of, on a mayoral level, you'd want to hear this from some clown idiot like Rahm Emanuel, who declares his city a Trump-free zone. You have this lunacy out there. But your word hysteria is a good word, because we're talking about where's the hysteria coming from? It's coming from the media. It's coming from a 24/7 cycle that I disdain so much, this 24-hour media coverage. And it can do tremendous damage. It brings out everybody. And it is hysterical. The coverage begins to saturate to the point it becomes hysterical. And again, I'm not demeaning anything. It just blows my mind that there are reports out there documented, apparently true, that 75-year-old men in positions of power call a 20-year-old staffer into their office and answer the door in their underwear. Who the hell does that?
Democrat.
Who does that? It is mind-blowing. But yeah, you're right. Democrats do that.
Yeah, man.
A whole bunch of them have, apparently.
Bill Clinton probably did it I had an agent in a certain federal agency tell me once that when they were riding while Bill Clinton was president, they may have stopped if he saw a beautiful blonde walking into if they were riding in New York or wherever, they may have stopped at his request when they would see a beautiful woman walking into a bank building or wherever. for him to jump out and go speak to her. They may have done that repeatedly. And this is just, you become numb to it because that's how Democrats act. They don't have any breaks. And they endured it with Bill Clinton because, well, that kept the Republicans out. But now it's multiplied 10, 20, 100 fold. And you have people like Al Franken. Well, we have photos of. It's not like, well, I'm not sure. Well, we have photos. You have all this stuff. And you have Conyers, who you're talking about in Michigan, walking around in his drawers in front of people. It's just how they act. It's very weird, but it's the Democrat way.
Oh, it is. I saw that stuff, and it just kills me. Who does this kind of stuff? It's just unbelievable. All right. On a heavier note, this one really angered me. And we're probably going to wind up carrying this. I don't know if we might carry this into the next segment because this is important. If we can string it out, I think we should. But family of Texas church victims suing FFL. That's for new listeners who don't know what that is. That's federal firearms licensing. Family of Texas church victims suing the FFL for Air Force's failure to report killer's conviction.
It's unbelievable.
Now, I'm going to tell you, it's unreal, and I'm going to tell you there's money behind it. I'm going to tell you there's stench money coming from behind it. It's blood money. It's terrible. What's going on with this?
It's beyond terrible. I mean, here's the deal. The only reason that guy got a gun is because the Air Force failed to report it. The people need to understand this. An FFL does not really have anything to do with a background check. I mean, he calls the FBI. He gives a Social Security number and the name of the individual, perhaps an address and such. But the FBI then does the background check. This is not on the FFL at all. His only responsibility is to call the FBI so the background check can be done. Now, on the other side of that, different jurisdictions around the country, different agencies, they're required to report crimes committed by individuals. When the Air Force doesn't report that this guy has a domestic violence conviction, when they don't report that, there's nothing to keep him from getting a gun. It's not the FFL's fault. The information was not in the background check system. So the fact that they're suing the FFL tells me the same thing you're saying. Somebody talked them into doing this, or they're going along with a plan that pre-existed. In other words, somebody's been waiting for this opportunity. But the FFL is the last person at fault here, the last person. The fault lies with the people in the Air Force, the bureaucrats, who did not report the crime.
And you'd think that's where a lawsuit would be directed, at the people who were at fault, not the conduit. And when we come back, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to dive into both of those, because there's either, as you just said, you just hit it. There's either somebody behind this, and this was predetermined, somebody waiting for something, and certainly not the family who lost people, but they're being pushed and driven by people with an agenda is where I'm going with that. All right, when we come back from the break, I want to get into both of those. Because this is what the left wants to do. This is how they want to come after your gun rights. They want to use the court system to keep you from owning a gun. Back after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Attention gun owners. Can you say with 100% confidence that your family and home are safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Look, these are important things every responsible gun owner needs to know. And you'll find all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're about to miss your chance to get yours completely free. In your 164-page guide and free audiobook, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun even if you have little kids, and more. But they're only offering this to my listeners for a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get a bonus gun buying checklist. Simply head over to armedandresponsible.com right now to get yours before it's gone. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. For the 164-page guide and free audio book, armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Yeah, this stuff, I'm looking at this stuff over the break here, and I got to, this just really gets me. This boils my blood, and it ought to boil yours. I'm going to make an analogy here because it's identical. Fire, let's get this off. Let's get this out right now. Firearms are inherently dangerous. By their very nature, they are inherently dangerous. That's why they have to be treated with respect. That's why there are rules. That's why there are safety procedures. It's why we have safes and on down the line. But you already know that because you're not stupid. Now, the left wants to treat you like an imbecile, but you know better. Cars are inherently dangerous. Let me make this very clear to you. I don't care if you got up in the morning and holstered your firearm on your hip safely. Your most the most dangerous thing you will do tomorrow is drive your happy self to work. Even if you have a gun strapped to your hip, that holstered firearm is less of a threat to you than that automobile you're driving on your way to work. Get that through your head. Now, let's make something very clear. Let me go to AWR Hawkins. AWR, we do not sue Ford because a drunk driver who had maybe five or six convictions and had his license suspended or permanently taken away, confiscated from him, but he got in a car anyway because that's what they do, and he kills a family running a red light, being chased by cops through an intersection. Am I missing anything? Is Ford in any way responsible for that if that's the kind of car he was driving?
No. No, you're not, and no, they're not. The thing that's important that you're onto, and I think people need some persuasion here. Cars, when you say a car is more dangerous than a gun, it's not an opinion. I think the year was 2013. There were roughly 33,000 car deaths, 33,000 firearm deaths. The firearm-related deaths, two-thirds of those, of course, were suicides, but neither here nor there. 33,000 and 33,000. Yet, what's important is there were millions upon millions upon millions more guns than cars. Someone says, well, why is that important? Well, why it's important is that means that far fewer cars resulted in the same amount of deaths that many millions more guns resulted in. And what that tells you is that guns are far safer, that cars are far more dangerous. I think his name's Chris. I can't remember his last name, so I won't say it. But I've written on a Duke researcher who has shown that owning a gun is 80% riskier than owning a car is 80% riskier than owning a gun. And it's based on what I'm just telling you. The number of guns so outnumber the number of cars, yet the number of car deaths is on par with gun deaths, and that's because cars are so much more dangerous.
And the point where I want to go with this, I want to kind of jump over to another vein over here, because I want to talk a little bit about the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And I won't spend too much more of the segment doing this, but you need to understand this. But the PLCAA, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, is designed to protect firearms manufacturers from this very suit. I can tell you right now the suit's going to fail. It will probably get thrown out on summary judgment. They're not even going to hear it. And San Antonio, you're listening to this right now. There was a report that AWR referred to in San Antonio, a local paper, talking about this. It's down there in your neck of the woods. And you know better. You know that. Any rational person understands that the person that sold the firearm lawfully to this individual because someone somewhere else failed to do something is in absolutely no way responsible. But AWR, it's important that we point out that the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act does not protect manufacturers and does not protect dealers in any way, shape, or form from defective products.
Right.
Which is... they're not. If the gun blew up in your face because it had a design flaw, you could sue the crap out of whoever the manufacturer was.
Right.
But you can't sue them. Go ahead.
No, and maybe you should. You're right, though. That's not what it's protecting against. What it's protecting against is when the law is followed to a T and the gun is legally made and legally sold. Well, sorry about your luck. And it's the same thing as you've made the point earlier with Ford. Let's say the Ford F-150 is legally made. Let's say the Ford F-150 is legally sold. Let's say someone steals that F-150 from a garage and then uses that F-150 in a crime, and in fleeing police after that crime, they have a head-on crash and kill somebody. Is Ford to blame? See, it would be ludicrous. When you think about it in that other scenario, it's the same thing. Then you bring it back and you say, is Glock to blame? Is Ruger to blame? Is Smith? Of course they're not to blame. These firearms, legally manufactured, legally sold, you cannot blame the manufacturer for criminal use of weapons that are legally made and legally sold. It's that easy.
And here's where this ties down. We just tie it right down right here. This exhibits for you the disease known as liberalism. Because any clear, rationally thinking individual understands what we're talking about here. It's pure common sense. It doesn't need an explanation. Sadly, there are people who can't, they just go, because they can't stand a gun, because they're emotional about what they're reading, because they cannot distinguish the facts from their emotions. That's where this comes into play, and that's why we jump on this. That's why we have to have a PLCAA, Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, because liberalism is a disease. And this is designed to protect from that disease. Really something else. But let's go over to Gavin Newsom. This guy's a real beauty, isn't he? You got a great headline here because he kind of told on himself a little bit. Gavin Newsom tweets gun control failures on 5th anniversary of Sandy Hook. How does he do that?
Right. Yeah, Gavin Newsom, what he did is he comes out on the 5th anniversary of Sandy Hook, and he cites San Bernardino, which was December 2nd, 2015. He cites Orlando, which was June 12, 2016. He cites,
Vegas and the church shooting in Texas.
The church shooting, and what was the other one?
Vegas.
Vegas, yes. What he did is, see, he didn't think about this. In each of those shootings, the gunman passed the background check to acquire his gun. And not only that, in Florida, the gunman passed the background check and a waiting period. See, the thing he didn't realize is what he's done is he's proven the impotency of gun control, and especially in California. The San Bernardino attack took place in California. They passed background checks for their handguns. Now, yes, they borrowed the rifles from a friend. They did do that. But see, either way, people don't understand. People say, well, they borrowed the rifles, so that doesn't prove anything. Yes, it does. It proves that gun laws don't do anything to stop determined attackers. This is all a joke. It's and not a joke to you and me. It's a joke to the left. The left knows they don't work. They are just trying to pile on and pass every law they can pass. And California is the best example of that I've ever seen, thought, or heard of. And Gavin Newsom he's a pathetic human, in my opinion. He's not a thinker, that's for sure. He's an ideologue, and he's a dangerous man for that reason.
He put at the bottom of the tweet, which you have up on the piece, but please go read AWR stuff. Google him, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Everything we're talking about here will pop up for you. You can read everything at Breitbart News. You can hear him bring this program, bring his writings every week to life on the radio program and give voice to it. It's wonderful. But Gavin Newsom closed out his tweet with, he says, it's been 5 years since 20 first graders were shot dead at Sandy Hook. Since then, 14 killed in San Bernardino, 49 killed in Orlando, 58 killed in Vegas, 26 killed in a Texas church. Enough. We have a message for the at NRA. If you hurt people, we are coming for your guns. Well, I have a message for Gavin Newsom. If you're a stupid idiot, we're going to call you out. It's pretty much easy to do when you put stuff out like this. So the guy actually tweets out all of the failures of gun control. Really astonishing, but not in the same breath. It's just truly not. All right, 30 seconds left. When we come back, we're going to do some happy ending stories, two of them. I think we can squeeze three in. Grandma justified in shooting, killing attacker in a pet spa. Oh, I love that. I mean, you know, grandma. And then we've got somebody getting an award from a sheriff, being named an honorary sheriff deputy, for using a firearm to defend themselves. And then we've got, oh, gosh, there's another one here, too. So I hope we can get to all three of them. It would be great. But we're going to tell you some happy ending stories with AWR Hawkins that appear at Breitbart News, Breitbart.com. AWR Hawkins will be back right after this. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today. Today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
It's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Can you say with 100% confidence you know what you're doing, that your family's safe, that your home is safe? What if you're forced to pull the trigger? Do you know what to do? Do you know exactly what to say when the police arrive? Because the police are going to arrive. Look, these are important things that you have to know as a gun owner, okay? So I'm begging you to go over and get this free information. You're going to get all the answers in the USCCA's Complete Firearms and Family Defense Guide. But you're going to miss the chance because it's not going to be up for long. And the response has just been great. That's why we've got it back up for you. 164-page guide and the free audio that I recorded for you, how to detect attackers, safest places to sit in a restaurant, and the not-so-safe to sit in a restaurant places, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids and a whole bunch more, but only offering it to you, my listener, for just a few more days. If you want your free copy, you must hurry. If you act fast, you'll even get the bonus gun buying checklist. Head over to armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com to get yours today. It is free. Please shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Let me know you got it. If for whatever reason you got one of those weird computers that won't take it, won't accept the download, let me know. I'll be more than happy to send it to you. Also, usccaonair.com. I am unable to pull up for whatever reason. I had a whole bunch of work done when the electricity went crazy in here and the internet was out, but I'm working on the modems and everything in the studio in here. So I haven't been able to pull up that photograph on that one site. I don't know why it's just the one site. But USCCA On Air, the Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing. Go over and check out USCCAOnAir.com or USCCA On AAR. Either one will work for you. And all you've got to do is join 250,000 other patriots, and you're in the running for the Gun A Day giveaway only through the end of this month. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR Hawkins, I just love a happy ending story. And you've heard a couple of your headlines are great. But let's go to the grandma, D.A., grandma justified in shooting, killing attacker in pet spa. This doesn't ever happen. This never happens, according to the lunatics. What happened?
Yeah, to your point, New York Times on January 12, 2017, said concealed carry permit holders rarely stop crime. That's important. Well, what happened is the guy came in and became belligerent. He fought with the grandma's husband. Physically fought. He called him all kinds of names. She convinced him to leave, but then he came back with a gang of people and began yelling expletives at her, and I don't know what they were, but he began using language like that. So she was on 911. I listened to the call. She told the dispatcher, I'm going to shoot him. I want to shoot him. And she ended up shooting him. And then the dispatcher asked if the guy was all right. She said, he's probably dead. I shot him in the face. So that's basically how that went, and the DA said she was justified in it, that she did it in defense of life, and that's that.
Well, that pretty much sums that up, doesn't it?
Right.
I'm going to shoot him. He's probably dead. I shot him in the face.
That's it.
The woman's name, by the way, and he's a hero, absolute hero, who saved other townsfolk the probability that this man would harass and harm one of them or their children. People who act like this always act like this. This was not a unique situation. This wasn't this cat's first rodeo. Come on. Bad right. people exist. And here she has two grandchildren. They were standing by her when the guy started moving towards her.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too. This woman here was gutsy. After she shot him, she told the dispatcher, and this is a paraphrase, but she said, you better get officers here quick or I'm going to shoot the rest of them. And so the woman knew she was in a situation where she had to defend those kids. And the DA sniffed that out pretty quick, and it's open and shut, and that's that. But it's how America works. It's you and I say that week after week, but it's how America works. That's why you have a gun. You don't have a gun to duck hunt, although there's nothing wrong with that, but you have a gun to protect your life and your liberty. And this woman demonstrated that anew.
They are going to go. They're going to get guns, she said, and you wrote here. You better hurry. The dispatcher assured her that officers were on the way. She asked, then was asked if she was hurt. She responded, "I mean, I shot him in the face. He's probably dead." Well, there you go, and good for her, and no sympathy for him. And congratulations to that grandmother for being alive and those kids being alive. That's the American way. That's the way we do it here. Citizen named honorary sheriff's deputy.
Oh, yeah.
After shooting alleged robbers with shotgun. That's going to leave a mark, AWR Hawkins.
Yeah, that was as Mr. Daniel. Mr. Daniel had enough. He was closing his business, and two of them came in. Two suspects came in to rob him, and he pulled a shotgun as they turned to run, and he put it on them. He shot both of them, and one of them he hurt considerably more than the other. But either way, they were both arrested. And the sheriff there in Burke County, Georgia, commended him for his action and made him an honorary sheriff's deputy. And actually expressed hope that other citizens will emulate the courage of this man and the actions of this man. And I'll tell you what, if other people do, there won't be many more robberies at closing time, because the word will get out that if you do that, you're going to be looking down the barrel of a Mossberg or Remington or a Winchester, whatever kind of gun you use there. And once they figure that out, they'll move on.
Yeah, and you know what? Your CCW killer will be named an honorary sheriff's deputy. So you right. think about that. Take a listen to this before we move to the final one. Mr. Henry Daniel Jr. was named an honorary deputy of Burke County for his heroism during an armed robbery, whereas he displayed the will to survive and further brought to justice the persons responsible for the heinous act. We applaud his tenacious efforts, and may his bravery and survival instincts encourage others to assist law enforcement in maintaining public health and public safety. That's a beautiful statement. Absolutely beautiful. Couldn't have said it any better, man. And it was great to have you get that out there, because guess what, AWR? It makes the local papers in Burke County, Georgia, not too far from where these Crossbreed Holster studios are, but it doesn't make the New York Times, because the New York Times says it rarely happens.
Right. You're right. I'll tell you what else doesn't make the New York Times is the fact that looking at the picture, the sheriff's deputy that awarded the honorary deputy status was black, and Mr. Daniel was white. And see, you don't ever hear that. It's all about race and division and so on and so forth. But it seems to me that these two men, despite the fact of being different races, they're united when it comes to self-defense and firearms. And it's an important lesson. And you and I have made that again and again. But in America, more and more, increasingly, we see that there's no longer that old white man demographic on guns. I mean, that there is that demographic, but that's not the driving force. The driving force has now become black, and in many cases female, and it's important that we understand that and that message gets out too.
AWR, I'm going to try to put you – I don't mean to try to put you on the spot here, but you've got two others. I'm just going to read the headline. 7-Eleven store employee opens fire, leaves robbery suspect in critical condition. Ah, just heartwarming to read that. And then another one, concealed permit holder who shot alleged carjacker, he should learn his lesson. Well, yeah, there's that. AWR, quickly, without going into the details, the headline says it all. Love the happy ending stories. Thanks for bringing them to us. Can you tell me what you think the five top stories of the year were? And I'll tell you what mine were, just to not put you on the spot there. But I said Trump's inauguration was number one, Gorsuch confirmation, number two. Number three, I thought CCW reciprocity was right up there at number three. I thought the Ren v. D.C. case, the big victory in Washington, was number four. And I put Vegas tied with Social Security, dismantling of Obama's regulations. We've got about 15 seconds. Was there anything you wanted to take away or add to that in about 15 seconds?
I would add Texas AG Ken Paxton reacting to the church shooting by saying the solution to this is more armed citizens, more law-abiding citizens with guns. These things are going to happen, but law-abiding citizens can stop it. And I think that is a story that needs to be included.
You just did it. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News. Thank you for everything that you do at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins. You hear him here every week bringing his voice to his written word. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun or club-free zone. When we come back, Mike Pawarski from Arms Room, Alexander Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and Neil McCabe from BigLeaguePolitics.com.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.